Om Shanti. Today is the 15th of January 2020, and the point for the special homework to experience the Avyakt stage in this Avyakt month is verify your every thought and every deed with Avyakt power through the Avyakt form. In an Avyakt way, constantly keep Bhavdada personally in front of you and with you, and then create a thought or perform a deed with the companion and the experience of his company. Be a detached observer like the Father, that is, be detached and loving. Before anything else, especially that our aim is to create the Avyakt stage in this Avyakt month, is to understand or feel the speciality of Avyakt. And in essence, we could say that Avyakt can be experienced when first we can see the corporeal as completely separate. When Baba speaks about Avyakt feelings versus corporeal feelings, Avyakt stage or Avyakt body, all of these imply that there is unadulterated consciousness of truth, consciousness of the true self. And it's very easy to speak about the true self and about the Avyakt stage. But it can also be easy, if there is the proper attention, to experience it. And if we experience this in the right way, with the right method, then we can understand when Baba says, verify your thought, your actions with Avyakt power and through the Avyakt form. Because everything that Baba says can be heard from the level of the role and use the faculties of the soul, but under the influence of the personality of the role. So the first step always is to see the incorporeal, the Avyakt, in the right way, with total clarity. And then, whatever aspects Baba highlights, then everything is happening after the right first step. Everything happens in the right way. So, what does it really mean to be Avyakt? What is this Avyakt form? And again, Baba speaks about easy Raja Yoga. He never said that our aim or our path is difficult. It is easy. So, how can we easily now experience this Avyakt form and then experiment and then do what Baba says? And in this specific point of today, then it is this Avyakt form that can check the thoughts and the actions and bring them in front of Baba. So, what is very, very helpful is when we aim to experience the avyakt form, to make sure that there's no any filter in the intellect, because it is the intellect that sees the avyakt form, the divine vision, the clean intellect that has been now influenced by Baba's knowledge. So the data we have always are the physical world, the drama, and the spiritual dimension, the home, which is beyond the drama. So this is where we will find the blockages or the obstacles, but also this is where we are going to find the solution, meaning there's nowhere else, there's no other contribution from anywhere else except from these two worlds in the soul. There's no influence from anywhere else. So the strong influence has been for a long time from the personality of the role that is recorded within the soul and also matter. If we want to experience the avyakt form, then first remove any consciousness of the role. And when we say, I am this angel, we know the I as the wrong person, and we try to remember the avyakt form, the angel, that is completely in oblivion, unconscious. So another way that can also help is not use this word I, and instead just visualize to start with, and then with focusing on this perfect Papsaman angel, to start remembering, emerging, experiencing the self that is always there. And then we know that this self is the I. So by not using the word I, we make sure that there are no filters that can block the experience. And it is guaranteed that the avyakt form will become bigger and bigger when not only the word I, but all the egos associated with this word become smaller and smaller. And then, yes, this angel can see Baba, can see Bab Dada in a natural way, without needing to create many thoughts or make any effort with heaviness or without results. And a good example for this is the same as if with someone who is sleeping and he wakes up. And when he wakes up, he instantly finds himself in his world, the world he belongs, his home and his family and his friends and his life. The same thing when the soul, when the avyakt angel wakes up, when he comes out from the personality that he's acting out, But in his forgetfulness, he does this with total identification at the cost of himself. So when he wakes up, he feels the presence of Bab Dada. Brahman Baba reached that stage where he was constantly conscious of the self as an angel and using the role from this space with this consciousness. So, and then there is this natural connection of equals, and the angel has so much love for Baba that whatever resources he has, starting with his mind, he has offered them with love, with joy to Baba. And it's like both of them using the resources of the angel, the subtle ones, but also the physical ones. And it is a joy, it is fun for the angel who is now behind the mind with Baba to check the thoughts and bless them, both Bab Dada and the avyakt form. Bless everything because they are the masters of everything, whatever they use. And perhaps this is what Baba has said in the past in a Murli, maybe not only once, that think before you think. So wake up the soul. Remove all traces from the role, the influences from the role, and then it is this perfect personality that is the master of everything, starting with the mind. And the feeling is that this awake angel is more interested in his companion and his real life beyond the drama, while in the drama. The drama is always there, the role is always there, but the angel is always there, fully awake and naturally experiencing the eternal companion. And all these aspects about being the detached observer, like the father, being detached and loving, are an inevitable consequence or result or state for the one who has come out completely from body consciousness. So we can even experiment with this, even more, experiment with making all the eyes small, by making the drama small, by making the role small, because this role is one of the many. So in the same way we don't remember all the others, we can forget, at least for some time, this role as well. And this is the first step for the soul to wake up and instantly feel the presence of Baba, who is always there. But he's always beyond the drama. He's always there for the angel. And it is only the angel, the awake angel, that can see Baba. And then come back on the stage, naturally detached and naturally the master, naturally full of love, because angel means love. God is the ocean of love. Om Shanti.